Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Workers' Day, of course, today, 1st of May, Workers' Day, and a public holiday here in South Africa, as we celebrate all the people that make this country absolutely amazing. So happy Workers' Day to everyone. So let's kick off. Of course, I've got a bumper show jam-packed full of amazing interviews, some great competition giveaways, and all your latest news on what's going on in and around the beautiful city of Joburg that I live in. So first of all, big news. Bonang Matheba has been announced as the host of this year's Miss South Africa pageant, which is taking place in May, on Sunday the 27th of May, actually, at Sun International's new flagship venue, the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. So much excitement. This is the 60th Diamond Jubilee event, and it's going to be televised live and simulcast on Mnet and Mzansi Magic, and it will see 12 of the country's most beautiful and accomplished women compete to take the crown and follow in the footsteps of Miss South Africa 2017 Demi Lee Nell Peters, who of course went on to become Miss Universe, and her successor Adia van Heerden. So I'm really, really looking forward to this, and I think that Bonang is an absolutely fantastic fit for the Miss South Africa brand. She's done a lot of work alongside them in the past. And if you would like to come and join in all the fun, make sure that you get your tickets, which are now on sale at Ticket Pro and cost between 160 and 560 Rand. You can go to ticketpros.co.za to get your ticket. And do make sure that you interact with me on social media. I'm going to be covering the announcement of the top 12 finalists and all the excitement in the run-up to the finale on the 27th of May. So I'm really looking forward to that. If you are a fan of Whitney Houston and her music, you will be super excited to know that the Whitney Houston show is going to be heading to Emperor's Palace Casino in June. So it's going to be running from the 21st of June to the 8th of July at the Theatre of Marcellus, and features South African singing sensation Belinda Davids, who is going to be jetting home to perform for local audiences in Joburg this year. She's been performing overseas in New York and on the US hit TV show. And she's been doing absolutely amazing things. And I'm super, super excited to see her take this role as Whitney Houston in the Whitney Houston show coming to Emperor's Palace Casino. Tickets are available now. They can be purchased via CompuTicket at CompuTicket.com, or you can head over to your local Checkers and ShopRite retail stores countrywide. And the tickets range from between 160 to 250 Rand each. It's going to be absolutely epic. Something else that was super exciting and epic, the finale of Tropica Island of Treasure last night. Oh my goodness. Congrats to Brendan Paper and Lazan Lazarus, who won the title and won their share of $1 million. And also well done to the runners-up, Nay Maps and Rudy Witkowski, who took second place. It was certainly a nail-biter. And I, of course, got to chat with Lazan Lazarus one-on-one and find out a little bit more about her time on the Tropica Island of Treasure. Lazan, what was it like being on Tropica Island of Treasure, and what was the thing that surprised you the most about yourself, good or bad?
It was obviously an out-of-body experience being on TROT8. It wasn't something I planned to do, so it was very refreshing. It was very spontaneous for me. So the entire experience, I took it as it came, and I was very spontaneous with everything that I did. I made sure to live in the moment because it was truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I absolutely enjoyed it. The thing that surprised me the most about myself, I think growing up and being in school and high school and varsity, I was super active, very active in sports, and I represented KZN for many sports. But I didn't expect myself to excel the way I did physically, especially when we had like 3 challenges per day. So that really, that was something that I really enjoyed seeing in myself. And I think I underestimated myself, and I overcame a lot of my fears and a lot of my insecurities. And yeah, so it was an amazing experience.
What was the best thing about being teamed up with Brendan?
The best thing about being teamed up with Brendan is that he sings at any given point. He is in love with singing, so after every challenge, he would jump into the ocean. So I knew I wasn't the freak alone jumping into the ocean. But yeah, I think that would be the best thing. He would sing all the time, and he's also super, super understanding. So he was never bossy. He never just took the lead. He allowed us to work together, and he really understood me.
What does this win mean for you?
It's literally out of body experience. I think only watching it tonight on TV will I be able to really experience it. But it's an absolutely incredible win. It means that I have a great start at being independent and a young independent woman. Obviously, I work and I've been saving up for my own apartment, but this obviously means that I have a kickstart at that. And I feel incredibly blessed and grateful. And but to be honest, I didn't just win my part of the million rand. I won so much of friendships and so much of experiences and memories and things that I'll probably never be able to experience again. So this win means almost, I know it sounds cliche, but it's literally like it means the world to me. It's incredible.
Lizanne, what's next for you and where can your fans find you?
So I'm currently the digital producer for East Coast Radio, which is the breakfast show in KZN. I'd like to further myself in the broadcasting industry, hopefully move out of KZN into bigger prospects within the broadcasting industry. Television is obviously where I'd want to be one day, and it's what I studied for. What's next? Where can fans see you? Fans can see me. I'm super active on Instagram. My graduation is coming up, which I'm graduating with a cum laude and a dean's merit, which I'm super amped about. So you can see all updates about that on my Facebook and my Instagram. Everything is at Lizanne Lazarus, even on Twitter. I will definitely keep everyone up to date and posted on all my social media platforms, because only bigger and better to come for me.
Well done, Lizanne and Brendan. A fantastic win. And of course, to the runners-up, Namaps and Rudy Witkowski. You guys were absolutely amazing and it was a fantastic finale, I must say. If you are looking for cool things coming up in the next couple of days or weeks in Joburg, make sure to diarize. Food and Hospitality Africa 2018, also known as Hostex, is going to be taking place from the 6th to the 8th of May at Gallagher Convention Center. And there's absolutely no excuse not to visit. There are 5 shows that are actually co-hosting under one roof at Gallagher. And there are going to be thousands of fresh and exciting products by hundreds of exhibitors on display. And this show is set for another bumper year of ripe potential. You can meet and interact with key decision makers, generate leads, and ensure your brand remains in front of mind by booking your 2018 stand. If you haven't got, I believe there are still stands available. And last year, they saw 6,500 visitors through the show. And I think it's probably going to be more this year. And there's going to be loads on the go demonstrations. There's free-to-attend hosted seminars, which provide platforms for seasoned industry professionals to share valuable knowledge. There's going to be some world-class demonstrations by top chefs. And, of course, a heated competition in the form of the Barista Championships are going to be taking place. So do make sure that you've booked your ticket to attend. That is the 6th to the 8th of May, and that is taking place at Gallagher Convention Center. For more information, you can visit foodandhospitalityafrica.co.za, or you can head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and go and check that out. Another day to diarize. This Friday, the 4th of May, the Scripts are coming to Pretoria, and Big Concerts have just announced that Cara Fru will be opening for them, and the event is going to be taking place at the Sun Arena at Times Square. And 2018 has been a huge year for Cara. She's just released her new album titled Flame, and the album is an expansion of her 2017 EP Dance and features some of her bigger tracks such as Free, Only High With You and You Got Me. So that is very, very exciting news. The Scripts, who have been to South Africa twice before, are looking forward to coming back, and I think that this is going to be an absolutely epic concert. So, as I said, Friday 4th of May, Sun Arena, Times Square. Ticket prices 430 Rand through to 685 Rand. And tickets are available on bigconcerts.co.za. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, there's still time. Go and grab those. It's going to be an epic show. Some exciting news. The Colour Purple obviously is returning again in August with a whole host of brand new cast members. And I thoroughly enjoyed the show when I saw it earlier this year in February. Really, really well done. And theatre journalists and audience members alike have raved about Janice Honeyman's amazing, amazing production. And I'm actually looking forward to going and seeing it again. So 17 of the original 20 cast members have signed to reprise their roles. And I chatted to some of them a little bit earlier this year, but I'm super, super excited to chat to Lelo, who's taking over the role of Shug Avery. It's a huge, huge role, and I'm really excited to see how she transforms it and creates it into her very own. Have a listen as I chat to well-known actress and vocalist Lelo Romasimong, who's going to be taking the role of Shug Avery in the upcoming production. Lelo, tell us about your plans for the role of Shug Avery in the August production. Obviously, every artist has a different take on a role, and I'd love to know how you plan to make Shug your own.
I think the best way for me to make Shug my own is to find similarities between her and myself, not only in terms of overall characteristics, but also in terms of the issues that we both might share. I think by doing so, I can then begin to play Shug from a more sincere and authentic place.
What is the most challenging and, by that token, rewarding about this role?
I think the most challenging and or rewarding thing about this role would be that it's been already played by someone else, firstly, and that now there's a certain level of excellence that would be expected to be held by myself, because Lerato was phenomenal in playing the role. But also I think the biggest challenge would be trying to be predominantly fierce and tough and hard and open and carefree, but also at the same time delving into the part of Shug that is, I guess, delicate and innocent, dare I use the word, and vulnerable, because she definitely is both of those things, or rather all of those things. So I think that for me would be the most challenging thing, because I think oftentimes as women in society, we are expected to be one or the other, and not all. And that's the glorious thing about Shug, is that she's all of those things. She's selfless, and then sometimes she's selfish. She's kind, and then sometimes she's just horrible. And she's approachable, and then sometimes she's just not easy to talk to, or easy to come to an agreement with. And it's the beauty, I think, of being a woman that I think society doesn't try to delve into too much.
Where to next for you after The Colour Purple?
After The Colour Purple, I'll be doing a lot of corporates, as it will be corporate season. And hopefully by then I'll also be doing some work regarding my own music, because I do write. Hopefully trying to release a single this year. So we'll see how things turn out, how things pan out. Crossing fingers that that part of my career will be successful.
How can everyone get engaged or interact with you on social media?
In terms of interacting with me on social media, I'm on Facebook as Lelo Ramasimong. I'm on Instagram as Lelo Ramasimong. And I'm also on Twitter as Lelo Ramasimong. And my Twitter handle is at LeloR101. Yeah, so looking forward to hearing from everybody.
This is one production I can highly recommend, and I'm looking forward to seeing Lelo in the role of Shug Avery. Make sure you have your tickets, because it sold out super fast last time, and I suspect the second season will also sell out super, super quickly. So last but not least, you know I love to give things away. I have got three amazing competitions currently running on my website. To enter any of them, all you need to do is head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and then select which competition you would like to enter, or enter all three. Why not? Who knows? So of course, if you want to win a set of tickets to see Dynamo the Magician live in Pretoria, he's done some amazing feats around the world, and this set of tickets is valued at 850 Rand for one lucky listener to see the award-winning magician do some absolutely unbelievable stunts right here on home soil. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. The event is taking place on Friday, the 11th of May at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. And all you need to do to win a set of tickets is enter the competition and let me know what your favorite trick is that you look forward to seeing Dynamo perform right here in Pretoria. Competition closes Wednesday, 2nd of May, and the winner will be contacted via email. So if you want to win those tickets valued at 850 Rand, make sure to enter. Now, you know I love my bubbly and I love my wine. So I'm so excited to have a set of tickets valued at 500 Rand to the Chardonnay Pinot Noir Festival, which is taking place this month. This is an amazing, amazing offer. It's taking place at the Killarney Country Club's Crystal Room on Thursday, the 10th of May from 6 until 9. And it is super exclusive because there's only a limited number of tickets that are actually available. Not only will you get to taste some absolutely amazing Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs, but you'll also get some fantastic canapés to nibble along with your wine. And of course, not only will you be tasting wine, but there will be some wine that will be on sale on the evening at less than retail prices, and some of the ones are actually no longer available on the general marketplace. So this is a very, very exclusive event. The competition closes on the 4th of May and the winner will be contacted via email. And if you want to win that set of tickets valued at 500 Rand, make sure that you enter now. And last but not least, I've also got a set of tickets to attend the Bubbly Festival in May. This is taking place in Hyde Park for 3 days in May, and I've got a set of tickets valued at 760 Rand to give away to one lucky listener. So if you love bubbly, champagne, and all things delicious and sparkling, then the Bubbly Festival is for you. It's taking place at the Park House of Events on 7 at Hyde Park Shopping Centre, and is going to feature some of South Africa's finest Methode Cup classiques. To add to the occasion, there's going to be some fabulous foods as well as some live music, and I'm really, really looking forward to this. So the prize includes two entrance tickets alongside your tasting glass and 10 tasting tickets, and is valid for the Sunday 20th of May session only, which will be taking place between 11 and 3 on the Sunday. So tickets are not transferable and cannot be redeemed for cash. And to stand a chance to win, you need to let me know which bubbly is your favorite of all time. There's no right or wrong answers here. You just need to let me know which bubbly you absolutely adore, and you could be walking away with that set of tickets valued at 760 Rand for the Bubbly Festival. Looking forward to that. So that is it from me for this week. I'll be back with you again next week. Obviously, everything I've spoken about is available on my website. Head on over to heatherhook.com and check out everything that I've chatted about on the show. And of course, if you want to enter to win, all the competitions are on the competitions tab on my website as well. If you would like to get engaged with me on social media, I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And I look forward to interacting with you all. Have an absolutely wonderful rest of your workers' day and a week ahead. And I'll be back with you again next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.